You're having a good Friday so far. I'm looking forward to this weekend. First of August, which is going to be, you know, the shittiest month of all, always is. But then September's just on the other side of that. We have an amazing guest for this morning. And actually, somebody contacted us a little while ago and told me you're going to meet this guy called Stephen Gawking. And I thought, oh, hang on. It's the great physicist, astrophysicist, the guy who wrote, you know, the stories about the universe and explained all these complicated concepts and all the rest of it. But then I realized there was a G in it, Stephen Gawking. And he lives in South Africa and he's an artist. So he's an artist who, a visual artist and a performance artist. And when I found out that there is a Stephen Hawking link, which you'll get to in a second, I thought we got to meet this guy. I'm always interested in bringing fascinating people onto the show. And here is this morning, Stephen Gawking. I'm going to call you that for the moment, IJ. How are you?
Hey guys, good taking you.
I'm very good, man. All right. That's so good. First of all, I mean, this is a pretty wild story, and we'll get into your art in a second. And I want to find out about your life and what you do and everything else. But just tell everybody, we're watching you now. What is your condition, and what is the relationship to Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, so I have a condition called spinal muscular atrophy, and it's similar to what Stephen Hawking had, but it's less progressive. So it takes much longer to take effect. So, yeah, and when I grew up, you know, I saw Stephen Hawking, you know, being on a public platform, and he looked similar to me, you know. So in that sense, he inspired me, and as an ode to him, I thought, you know, let me play on words with my stage name, if you can call it that. And yeah, that's how the thing is. So it's like a tribute to him, even though I didn't always agree with everything that he said and believed, he was still a big inspiration to me as a disabled person myself, you know?
Okay, so you said a spinal muscular what?
Atrophy. So basically
atrophy, okay.
Your muscles.
Right. Okay, but I mean, you don't have it, I hate to say this, but you don't have it as bad as Stephen Hawking did, because you can talk for starters, which is obviously... I'm very happy for you that's the case. I mean, it's still a hell of a thing to have to deal with every day, and I'm sure that you need help with a lot of things. But it's amazing to me that you create these works of art, and I think we've got to show some of those. James, Janine, if you've got any pictures, pop those up while we're talking. But you're also a performance artist, so explain how the hell that works.
Not really performance. So basically, I'd say I'm a songwriter / creative director of the Stephen Gawking project. So yeah, we focus mainly on the medium of music. So yeah, basically I see myself as a storyteller, and I'm telling my stories through the medium of music, and that's what we're doing at this stage. And hopefully in the future we can keep doing that and branch out to other mediums. You know, if you're doing,
So, all right. How old are you now, and what kinds of things are you able to do, and what kinds of things do you struggle to do with this condition?
Yeah, I'm 34, and basically, you know, when I was younger, I could do more things, but as time goes on, I'm getting weaker and weaker. So I'm basically... how can I say, quite a paraplegic at this point. I can still feel, but I can't do anything for myself anymore. And yeah, so yeah, it gets tough sometimes, you know. You get down, ups and downs.
But I'm sure.
We just keep pushing through, and yeah.
Well, I mean, it's inspiring, and I love, you know, there's so many people who complain about their lives, IJ. There are people who go, oh, you know, I don't have enough money. My girlfriend broke up with me. I'm feeling a little overweight today. And then I meet people like you, on the show, and I think those people have a real cheek to complain about anything, because clearly, you know, you're dealing with a whole lot more, and yet you are positive and you're creating things, and there's nothing better than creation, right? There's nothing better than making stuff.
Yeah. That's the ultimate escape from reality. And like I said, like you said now, I mean, if that is my purpose and my testimony, to be that reflection for those people that you mentioned now, and that they can see, you know, your life is not that bad. Just wake up, come back to reality, and realize that you should be grateful for whatever you have, and just live your life and be a lucky, you know, don't, So, I mean,
love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a lekker o. I love that.
Yeah.
And Vyasin in the comments says, kudos to you, dude. We have able-bodied lazy cunts sitting and complaining. Did you hear, you were on the link for a while I was talking to Ben. Obviously you pay attention to the news and you see what's going on in the world. Is any of that stuff anything that you feel very strongly about, whether it's Cyril Ramaphosa, whether it's Anthony Fauci, whether it's any of that stuff, does any of that grab you?
Yeah, no, look, sometimes, you know, it's frustrating and you get infuriated. But yeah, I try to focus more on the lighter side of things, you know, try to stay positive, because if you have to focus on every little negative thing, especially in this country of ours, you know, you will get yourself into a bottomless pit. So, you know, I try to stay focused on lack of vibes and positive things. And, but like I said, you know, it's not, I'm not toxically positive and naive, but I think we can focus rather on the good stuff than,
I love it, man. I love it. That's kind of why I wanted you on the show. The explicit says, would Neuralink be in any way beneficial to you? I mean, you know that there is all the stuff that Elon, for example, is doing with Neuralink, where he's trying to create the link between biology and electronics, and you know, AI is coming along very fast, and there are all kinds of huge progressive steps being made in that direction. With your condition, are there any novel treatments that are coming up that you're paying attention to?
Nothing that the normal citizen, you can say, can afford. There are treatments, but it's extremely expensive. It's something like 10 million rand or something like that. And it's ongoing, so I have to take it for the rest of my life. So in terms of treatments, there's not really much to do at this stage, but the technology thing, you know, gives me hope, and it's a beacon of hope for me. But also the thing with Neuralink, you know, I feel like it might be a step too far, if that makes sense. I mean, you know,
what do you mean?
I see myself, I mean, like, I'm a religious type of person, and I feel like the Neuralink can lead to something that is beneficial for people with disabilities, but we can lose our humanity, you know, in a sense, if it goes too far. I think it should be regulated. Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious about that, though. You say, you know, you're a religious guy, and I mean, I think that so many people in the world, you have to find something that's more important than you to believe in, whether that's, you know, believing in humanity or in some kind of spirituality or religion per se. So tell me about that relationship with you, because that can help anybody in any situation, but I'd be curious about how you experience religion in your life and what it means to you.
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian household, and my whole life I've been going to church and being part of church events, but I was never really a true Christian, and I was in between the world and the faith, let's say.
So you're basically saying you were sex, drugs, rock and roll. You were behaving very badly. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
If I had the opportunity, I probably would. So But like I said, you know, so, and then I went through this whole phase where, you know, the new age wave, where everything is like mind over matter, manifestation. You know, it's very egotistical, making yourself your own God, you know? So you are the God, and you can bend fate to your will. So I went through that kind of phase, and then I went through a health crisis, where I ended up in the hospital. I couldn't eat, I couldn't drink, and I was lying there in the bed. And, you know, I just realized that you were building the city. You know, you're just a human, you know, a disabled human at that. You must get down to earth and just serve, you know. It's about serving and dying to self. And so I found that I should serve my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that I should deny my own ego and pride, and therefore I can be a better person and serve other people by my testimony. And as you said, even if I can just be that reflection, so people can realize that their lives are not that bad, there's always something you can do to inspire or motivate someone else, and just be a Lakao. Yeah.
Well, you seem like a Lakao, and I'm very glad we got you on. But I actually wanted to also talk about your art, because, I mean, what's cool about something that every human being can do, and you talk about God, and you talk about spirituality, and you talk about Christianity, and believing in something bigger than you, and not being egotistical. But the one thing that all of us have is a creative spark, right? And we know, if we know anything about God, it is that word creator. And the moment any of us creates something, whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's ideas, whether it's a building, whether it's an invention, that is about the closest we'll get to divinity. Yeah, you agree?
We were created to create by the creator. And yeah, at the end of the day, art is a reflection of the human soul and our lived experience of that journey. So yeah, that's why I'm not really too much concerned about this AI set, especially in the creative scene. I think people will get tired of it. I mean, you spoke to Ben now, and you said you're just tired of it. And us as humans, we can just feel it. If something is AI, if I hear a song, I can tell you, and I'm not bragging or anything, I can tell you that's an AI song. You can just hear it. You can see an image, all the images and everyone's posters looks the same. You know, it's very generic, and we have lost touch of what true art is, and there needs to be like a rectification of this whole thing, so we can get back to telling true or reflecting true art of ourselves, which is humanity. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about your art for a second. I mean, I'm just going to give people an idea of what you've done here. You've released a song called Manna just this year, M-A-N-N-A, which features Mark Hayes, who we've had on the show before, and Eva Morgan, and explores what stays uniquely human as AI and technology accelerate. So it's exactly on the theme we've just been talking about. How does your songwriting process actually work?
Yeah, so sometimes it starts with a title or a concept, a broader concept, and then lyrics, and then we will develop the whole sound and genre. I will approach my co-producer, Bobby Johnson, from Rebirth Music in Bloemfontein. So we work together. We have been working together since 2018. And, you know, we've shown... we have a really good understanding and relationship, and we really found a good balance of what we are trying to do now with this very commercial type sound. And yeah, so yeah, that's the whole process. Sometimes it starts with a title, develops to a concept, lyrics, and then we produce it into a song, approach artists to vocal, to be vocal artists, and yeah, we take it from there. So it's like,
You've worked with Clint Brink, with Nathan Blur, Hemel Beersom, Eamon Wolf, a lot of very, very famous South African singers here. I love this. How do you choose who to work with?
Sometimes we more or less have an idea of who we want in terms of the vocal, but other times, you know, it happens like it almost falls into place. Many times that has happened, and it's I believe it's by the grace of God that certain people come into my life at a certain point so they can positively impact my life, and also me, I can positively impact them. So I believe, yeah, we just, in a way, we wing it and we don't overthink it too much, you know? So, yeah.
I just want to show some of your art, because you also create art. And you can tell us, you can talk us through some of this, but this is one of your, is this the album cover?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. I made, actually. Was the song, Demons and Disorders. It addresses this whole mental health issue that we are also facing, and that people should be more, how can I say, open to discuss and be vulnerable. Because at some point in our lives, everyone battles some sort of depression or whatever it may be, you know. That was that song.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you got a unique marketing angle here, dude. I mean, the disability thing, there are loads and loads of people who will go, oh, well, this is different. This gives him a different take on things. You should exploit the hell out of that. Why the hell not?
Exactly, yeah. But good out the bad end. But I'll play it like a flash. Yeah.
I love that. Delta Bad Hand, but I'll play it like a royal flush. That should be a song as well.
Yeah, hopefully one day.
Yeah, get onto that. I love it. All right, well, listen, I mean, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. I want people to know where they can find your music, where they can find your work, where they can kind of communicate with you and get involved if they want to. What's the best place to get hold of you?
On all social media platforms at Nuclear Lyricist, and on all the streaming platforms, Stephen Gawking. Simple as that.
Okay, yeah. All of them on all the platforms, Stephen Gawking, and then the other one. We'll put up all those details and we'll put them in the description as well. And you're in Cape Town, right?
Belito, KZN.
Oh, Belito. Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely, dude. Well, listen, it's a great pleasure to meet you. And I wish you well. This is terrific. I just love the fact that you're making stuff. You're out there. You're getting on with it. You're showing the rest of us how we should be.
No, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I'll be honest, I was really nervous to do this, but I think it went well. And yeah, thank you.
You have nothing to be nervous about. I'm thrilled that you could wake up early this morning and join us. Have an awesome day, dude.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Thank you. There he is, the Nuclear Lyricist, Stephen Gawking, and his name is IJ. And I mean, you know, really, just, I've got to tell you, like, properly inspiring. I love this kind of thing. And we often try to find people to come on the show who have done amazing stuff. You know, they've climbed mountains, they've gone to outer space, they've done things that I have never done, and I'm always curious about that. But every now and then, you find someone who has a story that goes in the opposite direction, and they just overcome all kinds of really shitty cards, and they end up being the most inspiring people of all. So there's a good reason to celebrate your Friday. It is the weekend, baby, and it's also the 1st of August tomorrow. Whatever you're up to, look after yourself, be good, and if you're not, take photos. And I did post a thing on Instagram and LinkedIn and all over the place this week about employment, because we talk about the numbers and it becomes a bit cold and clinical. and a little sterile when you talk about how, you know, 60% youth unemployment, which is an enormous number. That's people between the ages of 16 and 34 who just cannot find work or have given up trying to find work. And if you're in the fortunate position that you are hiring people at the moment, I get, for some reason, I'm not even in the employment business. We've got, you know, small staff, the work on this show and the daily briefing, but I get CVs from people every week. Brilliant, talented, hardworking people who deserve a break. And if you have a chance to do that in your business, do it. Even if it's an internship, and give people the opportunity to just prove themselves. At this lunch I was at yesterday, they were telling me about a campaign called Yes for Youth, where companies are incentivized. There are points that they can score in terms of BEE or certain tax advantages that come into play, I suppose, where they hire people and give graduates, because that's the problem, right? It's not just unqualified people who are struggling to find work. It's qualified people, people who have degrees. And that sounds like a great campaign. I think it was started by Stephen Kosseff of Investec, but an awesome, awesome thing to get involved in if you're a, you know, in a big corporation and you guys are looking for something to do for your CSI initiatives, your corporate social responsibility stuff. It would be a very, very good thing to do. So we've had it all this morning. We've had Ben and his surprise appearance by his brother Matthew. We had Stephen Gawking. We had discussions around Anthony Fauci, Cyril, the Madlanga Commission, all the stuff you need to know. And let us know what else you want us to cover, who you think would make an interesting guest. Some of the best suggestions for guests come from you. And the comment section's been alive and well and cooking this morning, so I just want to wrap up with a couple of those. Why don't you bring your guests on the show anymore, Gareth? Or is it because you are now running the show from home and you don't want guests in your house? Oh, you mean like physically? Yeah, as you can tell, the show is virtual now, which is the way to do these things. I will still do in-person interviews and we will record some of those. We may even do some of them live. We may do some live events going forward. But this is the way it's going to work now. So if you have, if there's anyone in particular, I know we're lining up a couple of people ahead of the local elections, which may be in-person interviews, where I'll go to them. We'll see them in their environment, which is a whole lot more interesting. Then Jacinta Zuma is a good suggestion. I'd like to hear from her. Many questions around March and March. Yeah, that's not a bad idea because they've caused a bit of uproar. Gareth, everyone saw you almost laughing. I don't think that was at Mr. Gawking, but you didn't hide it. Listen, you guys know, I whenever I've met people, we've interviewed lots of people who are physically, mentally disabled. Some of our biggest fans on the show are people who have a disability. I treat them just like I treat everyone else. So I will have fun with them like I have with everybody else. There's nothing worse than patronizing people who go, oh, shame, you know? And try to treat you like you're not even human. You're like a baby. So I don't do that. So yes, by his testimony, we are saved, says the explicit. Bring him on. Thank you, Gareth. Yeah, well, that's why we talk to guys like Stephen Gawking. Very good stuff. I mean, that's why we have James on the show. He has disabilities. And we let him be on the show, you know. I mean, I've given him a job even. And he's seriously mentally disabled. So we try to look after everyone. What can I say? I'm a philanthropist. All right. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I'll see you on Monday with the daily briefing. And subscriptions are coming. Tell your friends, please do me a favor. I mean, especially if you listen to this show and you like all the bullshit and entertainment stuff that we do. If you haven't checked out the daily briefing, I'm putting a huge amount of work and research into that. We've got an amazing company called Cohesion X who are building us the most incredible system of AI agents that are going to be researching and fact-checking, and it's just going to be superior to all the other news you'll get anywhere else, despite me not being a journalist. And I want to make this the biggest 15-minute podcast in the world. We want to do all the interesting and important and consequential stories as they are happening through the course of the week. And you'll get it every morning at 7 o'clock. So go along, check it out. And once the subscriptions start, subscribe. That's all I can tell you. I'll see you on Monday. Ciao.